Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Real estate prices may be dropping a bit in Sacramento, but being able to afford a home is just still out of reach for so many households. According to Redfin, home prices in Sacramento have dropped slightly to a median price just shy of $450,000. But according to the latest census, the average household income in the county is roughly $75,000 a year, which for many is less than what is needed for both a home and financial stability. Habitat for Humanity has long helped bridge that costly gap, helping lower-income households get into ownership. The nonprofit's Greater Sacramento chapter has opened applications for its latest round of homeownership opportunities for those looking to live in Sacramento and Yolo counties. Joining us to walk through the process is Shannon Stein, Chief Operating Officer for Habitat of Humanity, Greater Sacramento. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You know, this is a topic that can be very discouraging and just emotionally taxing for a lot of people. Let's start off with the origin story for this chapter of Habitat for Humanity. It was established in 1985.
Yes, we are in our 38th year, and we have been building and revitalizing and repairing homes in the greater Sacramento area. Throughout that time, we took over the Yolo County affiliate in 2015, and we currently manage over 100 different mortgages. We are both the lender as well as the builder and the financial educator as well as the neighborhood revitalizers. So we wear a lot of hats at Habitat. And we have built over 170 homes in those 38 years.
Wow. And you also have expanded in recent years to home repair as well.
Absolutely. Home repair and home preservation is an incredibly important part about preserving our affordable housing stock, keeping people in their already affordable homes, particularly seniors, veterans, disabled homeowners, and homeowners who are living on fixed or lower incomes who don't necessarily have the expendable funds to be able to address such high cost repairs as roof repairs or replacing an HVAC unit. Or dealing with dry rot or other home repair issues that might potentially eventually result in code violations and or displacement.
You know, how has the need and the challenges for Habitat for Humanity grown over, you know, the more than 30 years that you've been around in our area? I mean, we're talking about an area that has grown so much in recent years, and affording a home for purchase is just out of reach for a lot of people.
It is, unfortunately. And I think COVID really laid that bare for all of us to see. And never in our times have we ever seen a time where having a safe place to call home was so important. And if there's any silver lining that has come out of the last 3 years is that we've seen a much greater awareness publicly and at every level of government about how important not only having a place to call home, having either an affordable rental or other place with a roof over your head, but how important home ownership is within that entire spectrum of affordable housing and of housing in general in our communities. So we've seen a significant shift in what we're doing and the amount of people that we're serving, particularly in the last 3 years. We are at Habitat for Humanity of Greater Sacramento scaled to basically triple in production. And we are hiring more people to our team. We are bringing in more construction professionals. We have more volunteers working with us than ever before. And we are currently building an 18-home community, which is a partnership with Mutual Housing, where they'll actually have 108 affordable rental units on the property. We'll have 18 affordable long-term single-family ownership opportunities. And so really looking at how we can address the need in kind of a multifaceted way and show that there are so many different ways that if we work together, we can address this issue and provide not only stable housing in general, but provide stable housing at every end of that spectrum to really hopefully also break down the historical inequities that exist in keeping people out of home ownership. So we're really trying to break down those barriers.
So you're expected to triple, and you've already helped build more than 100 homes in our area between Sacramento and Yolo counties, in addition to home repairs as well. Once someone is accepted into this program, how does the process work?
So it's a very competitive process. So right now we'll be accepting applications for 13 properties. And we expect we'll probably receive somewhere in the 300 to 400 range of completed applications. applications. On an average basis right now, we're seeing somewhere between 6,000 to 8,000 inquiries on an annual basis about housing and home repairs. And so our home ownership application is a traditional mortgage application. You first and foremost must qualify for Habitat for Humanity's financial qualifications as a mortgage holder. So you do have to have the ability to pay an affordable mortgage steadily over time. That mortgage is no more than 30% of the future homeowner's gross monthly income at the time of purchase. So it stays at that 30% for the principal over the duration of the ownership of the home. So the homeowner actually has the opportunity to project and know exactly what their monthly payment is going to be, and to be able to create financial stability, to start to save, to be able to start thinking about college for their kids or future education opportunities for themselves. So that's, I digress slightly, but that's one of the exciting things about the ability to pay aspect of our program, is that it is not a giveaway. We are working with families who are traditionally kept out of the home ownership market because they don't make enough to be able to qualify for traditional lending.
And their sweat equity as well.
Absolutely. So our program requires 500 hours of sweat equity. And that means that our future homeowners, they put in 500 hours of volunteer time building theirs and other Habitat and homeowners' homes. And not only does that give them a connection and a personal sense of empowerment that they helped build their own home and they helped build their community, but it also helps them be prepared for the many challenges that come with being a homeowner and just having to fix things and having to address repairs on your own. They are given a set of skills by the time they are homeowners, by the time they purchase their home, so they're ready to attack those challenges and feel confident that they can do so.
You're talking about 13 homes that are possible, but with an application of 300 to 400, so we're talking about a percentage of acceptance that's probably in the single digit percentile. What are you looking for?
So first is the first qualification is just the ability to pay. We have to qualify that. And as a lender, it's important that we are following very strict qualifications in regards to equity in our selection process. So we actually bring in banking partners who are mortgage lender certified to go through the financial application independent of any of our staff. And so we make sure that those applications are reviewed and thoroughly vetted so the financial qualification is set. At that point, as a special program lender, we at Habitat and our team are able to take a look at some non-financial qualifications. So what is the current homeowner? What does the current home look like that they're living in? Are they overcrowded? Is somebody using a room that is not intended as a bedroom, as a sleeping quarters? Is somebody sleeping on the couch? Are there multiple youth, especially of different gender identities, sharing rooms? Is it a multi-generational family? Are they crowded? Do they have leaks in their roof, or are there other health and safety issues that might be a challenge for the family? Or are they paying too much for their current housing? So that's more than 30% of their income. And a lot of the families who apply are paying somewhere in 50 plus if they are current renters, or they're living with family, and so they're most definitely overcrowded. And then the third is a willingness to partner. Habitat families share their stories. They are out on the build sites. They have to be willing to commit to that 500 hours of sweat equity. It is not an easy commitment to make. They have to be willing to be present and to speak to volunteers who want to know their story. And so that willingness to partner, we determine through a variety of ways. How organized is their application when they submit it? Does it have everything based on the checklist when they turned it in? When we call to ask questions about the application or need additional information, are they quick to reply? And so the things like that, just, really looking to see, is a family ready for this next step? And that is part of that process. And we have lots of people who are involved in the interview process, volunteers who are involved, staff members, like I mentioned, our banking partners. So there's a lot of opportunity for us to engage with these applicants. And then also, if they're not quite ready to be qualified for homeowners, we can engage with them as well through our homeownership program and connect them with additional financial education, with credit counseling, and with other resources to help them them become more eligible, not only to be a Habitat homeowner, but to be a homeowner in general. And if they don't seek out an opportunity through Habitat, there are other affordable homeownership opportunities that we can help connect them with in the community.
Given that the applications just opened today, how long does the process typically take?
So typically from application opening to notifying the families and the homeowner partners that they've been selected is about 3 months. So this first month, we have open hours at our offices and then also at different locations throughout the community where applicants can come in and meet with a member of our team or a volunteer to make sure they're on the right track with all of the information that they're providing with their application. It's a lot of paperwork for a mortgage application. So we want to make sure this entire month that they have all the coaching that they need. After that, we bring in the banking partners. They start going through all the financial qualification. And as soon as we know we have a financially qualified applicant, then our team starts going into what we call is basically the more subjective review of the application in regards to the current housing status and whether or not this family is willing to do the other partnership requirements of our program.
When could they move in? How long does it take to actually to build the home?
That's an excellent question. And so usually building the home, our goal is that from the time someone is accepted into our program as a future homeowner partner, that they will be in their Habitat home within about 12 months, if not sooner. And so that gives them ample time to continue to do their sweat equity hours without compromising their ability to work and earn income and be part of their family. It also allows our team the opportunity and time to navigate potential challenges that may pop up with permitting or whatever happens. You never know when you're building new construction.
Yep.
But our goal is always less than 12 months. And typically that turnaround time is somewhere in that 9 to 10 month range.
Shannon, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for sharing more about this opportunity with your listeners.
A lot of important information. Shannon Stein is the Chief Operating Officer for Habitat for Humanity Greater Sacramento, discussing home ownership opportunities for lower income households looking to buy in Sacramento and Yolo counties. Applications just opened up today. That is it for Insight Today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.